What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. As always, sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. And we're going to put the headphones on and balance the mic. All right, we got the headphones on. So let's get down to business. Big Ken here, as always, we're going to answer Don York's question. All right, Don York, here we go. One, you asked me about Prime and you asked me about Snyder. If you dead set on going to Prime because you're down with the YTTA, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking you. If that's where you want to go, brother, go there. Okay? If that's where you want to go, go there. Okay? If you don't do it and you want to do it, the only thing that's going to happen to you is that you're going to not do what you need to do to push your life forward, because all you're going to think is things would have worked out at Prime. Right? We all know how that goes when we don't do what we want to do and we dead set on something. Now, if you're more open-minded, okay, and you want to look at your area, I got a video called Jesus, How to Find a Trucking Job. Okay, that video is up. I'll link it. Here it is. Jesus, How to Find a Trucking Company to Start with Anywhere. Okay, so it's how to find a trucking company to start with anywhere. It starts Jesus. It was a guy named Jesus. It's a play on words. Anyway, so I answer this question in my book, Truck Driver Books. You can go to truckdriverbooks.com. My book is there for $2.99. And that book will actually, it's an audio book and it's 2 hours long, and it will actually answer your question, give you a lot more advice. But we're going to specifically answer the question and focus here. Now, if you're not dead set, and you're looking for a place to go to school at, when you call these companies, call all the companies with schools and all the schools and ask them all the same questions. The number one question you need to get asked is, if you owe them money, how do you repay them and how do you get out of contract? Okay, if you're going to a company school, like, you know, Snyder, Prime, you're going to their schools. I don't even know if Snyder has one, but I know Prime does. If you're going to their school, ask them that question. Okay. Ask that question off the bat. Okay. Ask them, how do you pay them back so they don't put no gotchas on you and you can't get another job if things don't work out at that company. Okay. Now, what I would do, how I do it, and how I did it in that video I told you to go to, is what I would do is drive around my area, find places where trucks are. You can Google warehouses and things like that. All you got to do is then drive by. I write down the companies that I saw with a lot of trucks there. I would then go home, call those companies on the phone, find out if they hire rookies or not, keep that information about that company, find out what they pay even if they require 2 years experience, put it in your back pocket when you got your 2 years. You see what I'm saying? So do company research. That is really, really important, in area research where you live. Then I'm going to the largest truck stop close to my house that I can find. I'm going to go walk around. I'm going to write down some of those companies' names too. And then I'm going to go inside and talk to some of the drivers. If you don't have if you're not a good talking type person, you're scared to talk to drivers, nothing wrong with that. Nothing. Don't be ashamed of that, because these are strangers and every trucker is not the nicest person in the world. But if that bothers you, don't do it. Just write the company names down and call the companies and speak to the recruiters. So all you got to do. Now, once you do that, I guarantee you will have more than two companies near New York City near New York that will make you some money. Okay. Now, that's the way I would do it. The reason, because that allows me to understand what's going on in my area. A lot of times when you watch trucking videos, a lot of the advice sometimes we give, you always have to remember, is sometimes specific to our situation. Everybody's different. All right. I've been doing this for so long. I don't look at companies anymore, because I know the only reason the company hires me is because they got freight. They ain't got no freight, they ain't hiring me. That's just the way it goes. My company hires sporadically. Sometimes they'll hire, put an ad in front of the building, and then they'll put an ad in the paper. And then if they got enough drivers, they pull them. Okay. And that happens sometimes when we get a call from Ford, GM, Chrysler, Honda, or we call Honda or Ford or whatever, and they say, hey, you know what? We've got, you know, we need 1,000 trucks tomorrow. We're going to take whoever fills out an application, because we got money, and the money talks and the bullshit walks. Right. Once that's done, however, you know, boom, the ad in the paper will disappear, the ad in front of the building will disappear, and then we won't hire for a while. That's the way it works for every company. Okay. So those are the things you need to do. It's very, very simple. Okay. I do a more in-depth description of that in the book. I do a more in-depth description in the video. Let me hit the title of that. That title is Jesus, How to Find a Trucking Company to Start With Anywhere. That must be optimized for search because that sentence is horrible. I need to change that. That's what happens when you do things kind of in a hurry. So that's all you got to do, man. That video is easy. All you got to do is search for it. And I answer guy's question. His name was Jesus. So hopefully that helps you. If you need any more help, just write down a question. If you got down in the comments, anybody got any questions, I'll answer your questions. A lot of the guys with the starter questions, I guarantee you, you can often find them in my book that sells for $2.99. If you don't want to do that, then just go ahead and write down the question. I'll answer it too. So, you know, it's $2.99. I'm not getting rich here. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. And, the thing about Snyder going IPO, I want to talk about that. Snyder's going IPO. That doesn't mean I'm saying don't go to Snyder. That doesn't mean every guy who's an independent contractor, I'm saying run. No. I'm just saying you got to think about it, because once IPO goes in effect, you don't matter anymore. Profit doesn't even matter anymore. And that sounds crazy, right? But think about it. The iPhone has made $600 million, and every, you know, write up in a paper that you'll see or online will say, you know, will they still make more money? $600 billion. And they still want more money. They're the richest company. They're one of the richest companies in the world, probably the richest company in the world. And the investors don't give a shit. All they care about is what's next, you know, and that kind of mentality can really fuck up a trucking company. Okay. And when I look at that IC contractor thing, I don't see how you explain that to a CEO. A stock person. I don't see how you justify, you know what I mean? Like it's great if you're running a trucking company and you want to keep drivers and butts in the seat. But if all I care about is stock price, it's a bit of a pain. You know what I mean? How does that look? You know, Snyder may go IPO and be completely fine as a company and not change. If I was to go to Snyder and let's say they had an account I wanted or something I wanted to do, I would sign a short-term contract, 6 months, 3 months. If I went to training through Snyder, let's say Snyder has a school, I would still go through training. I'm not saying they're a bad company, right? I'm not saying they're dead zone. I'm just saying I'm not making any long-term commitments, right? And even if, let's say, in the training, they're like, you got to work for us for 2 years. I'm going to want to know what the out is. Yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, what's the out? Because, you know, if I got to pay you $6,000, how about I just give you the $6,000, you let me out the contract? You know what I'm saying? And again, I know a lot of you guys are like, man, that's a lot of money. You ain't become a truck driver not to make money, right? So you shouldn't be scared of that. You know, I know a lot of guys disagree with me on that, but I personally believe in going to an independent school because it puts you in such a better situation. I mean, right now, perfect example for Don York. If he was looking for a company and he had driver placement, like I had when I went to my school, he would get a lot of information upon graduation. Sometimes they'll say, we won't give you any info till you graduate. Sometimes they'll give you info before you graduate. But a lot of times they had local companies willing to hire. Okay. So that's the benefit of paying for yourself. But obviously not everybody can do that. So, but anyway, hopefully that advice helps everybody. I'm not saying Snyder has a disease or anything. Just saying be cautious, because now Wall Street is in the fucking house. And we all know Wall Street is a big group of idiots. And you know how those idiots get when they see a stock price. I mean, come on. We all saw the mortgage crisis, right? The people who literally sat there and went, somebody making $20,000 a year can't pay $300,000 back? I'm stunned. You know, it's like, but anyway, truckdriver101.com. Hopefully that helps. Write down any questions down in the comments and I'll try to answer them. Talk to you later.